This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice is morning. Oh, happy Friday. Let's see. I guess we can jump right into the trash. I want to talk about Survivor, obviously, but I want to also tell you the latest, you know, people who are infected. Because that's fun. So, Celebrity Trash brought to you by the Johnny Mosley Pod. New episodes every Monday. We're taping one today.
I thought you taped one yesterday.
No, we taped one on Friday.
Oh.
Today. Today's the day. Hooman and Johnny are going to be, one of them's going to be at the picnic table. The other one's going to be over on the bench, far, far away. And then the rest of us will be, and Bryn will be at his house, and the rest of us will be inside.
By the rest of you, you mean your family.
Yes, John and I will be broadcast. Right. I'll be sitting right in this seat. I'm sure. All right. So I'm hearing an echo. Anybody else
hearing
it?
I don't hear an echo.
All right. Well, as long as Nicole's not hearing it, I guess I'll just deal.
What's your echo? Is it yourself or?
It is. It seems to be.
Oh, wake John up.
I'm not waking John up for this. If you guys aren't hearing it, I don't care.
I did the best blowjob on that cord yesterday.
You blew the dust right out of that thing. It was amazing.
We have the cleanest line now. Mm. I can't believe how good this thing works.
Who knew you were the BJ king?
I didn't know that it was going to work when Bryn was like, blow on it, blow on it. I'm like, yeah. All right.
I blow it. Blow the dust out of it.
Right.
Just, you know, next put it up to your mouth like this and just and blow on the end of it.
I love saying that, and I love giving instruction like that.
Well, it worked. I mean,
fixing things, it's my thing.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say this to you. Yet, 2 days ago when I was cleaning the garage out, you were talking about, I don't know, earlier you reminded me. I think it was when you were talking to Claire about fixing stuff.
Oh,
I was in the garage and I was cleaning up and I thought, it's too late now. And don't tell me it's not too late. Trust me, it's too late.
All right.
But I just, in another life, I want to be handy, you know?
Yeah, it is too late. I've seen your handy.
I know, but to be handy, to see something and have a general knowledge of electricity, mm-hmm. and how it works and some idea of how things are built. And
if you just paid attention to Dad, look at your brother.
I know. He
look
was
at
so handy.
I mean, Jan is so handy.
Oh, come on.
But I'll bet he can't blow the dust out of a cord the way you can, baby.
No, that was a special move.
You got the poison out of that. You
I'm
know.
Built for it.
Yeah, clearly. I mean, took you only one try. And it was really fast, too.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. you obviously had some kind of natural ability to, you know, that cord was happy.
Sorry. Who died?
I don't have any death. Oh, I do have one death.
I thought that's what you were saying. You were about to tell
no,
us.
No, who has
sick
it? Who has
oh,
it?
Oh, right.
Who
okay.
We do have one death in this. Just a little quick roundup here. Sarah Bareilles. She is recovering from a bout of COVID-19.
She's in New York, isn't she?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I think she was performing that stage show that she does in New York. I may be wrong.
Is it Waitress?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Here we go. Sarah Bareilles reveals she feels fully recovered. She's really grateful. In her Instagram story, she revealed she had it. I am not seeing. You know, she's someplace where it's still cold. She's got a hat on. There's bare limbs of trees behind her. Let me see if it says where she is. I just clicked on the link here. She said it was like a cruddy flu. Yes. In March, she announced they were ending the West End production of The Waitress musical 1 week earlier than anticipated because of the travel restrictions, the coronavirus pandemic. Yeah, that's all. They're not saying she's in New York, but it makes sense. You know, that's right. Certainly a hot spot. Anyway, don't worry. Sarah is, she's going to be fine.
That's the biggest trip is when someone says it was like a cruddy flu. It makes people feel like, well, then what's the problem? Except that for some reason, for other people, it kills them.
Yep. Some people get it really, they have an easy time with it and it's no big deal. But, you know, other people, you know, and not always, you know, we're saying the most susceptible. You know, sure, a lot of older people, they get it and they have a hard time recovering. They get pneumonia and they wind up dying. But like regular age people, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Former major leaguer and Real Housewives of Orange County star Jim Edmonds has tested positive for the coronavirus and pneumonia.
Oh, that's...
He's 49 years old. Voice actress Julie Bennett, she was... her claim to fame was playing Cindy Bear in the Yogi Bear cartoons for 30 years. I mean, I remember there being...
Yogi Bear cartoons have been made for... They're still making them?
Even longer. Sure, they keep making them as long as there's kids. So I don't know when she started or stopped playing Yogi Bear's girlfriend, Cindy, but she played her for 3 decades. She died of complications from the virus on Tuesday. She was 88 years old, so she's one of those most susceptible
people. I feel
people.
Like we've been squeezing every drip of material out of this cast that we can. I don't know how they got 30 years out of Yogi Bear and his picnic baskets, though.
A picnic basket?
Hey, I mean, boo-boo. That is the... There's nothing... What else is there?
I'm not your ordinary bear.
What's the ranger's name?
I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like I spent plenty of time watching Yogi Bear with Hey Boo Boo.
Oh. Hey, this is Yogi Bear.
Is that really him?
That wasn't
That sounds
him.
Like a bad impersonation of him. That's yeah. not like
that's
me. Just,
that's a clip I have. I don't know.
No,
Tim
that's
or
funny.
Not. I don't know who's doing that. It wasn't me.
Yogi, ranger... Bill will be upset.
Hey, boo-boo, I got this.
All right, anyway, moving on. Kicker for the Saints, Tom Dempsey, is in hospice. Former, I'm sorry.
Tom
not the
Dempsey is
not the
very
current.
Old. He was he a guy who he held the record for the longest field goal kick at one point when he was a young man kicking. He's also a guy who was missing half his foot and part of an arm.
While he was doing the kicking?
Yep.
Wow. Well, he's also battling dementia.
Yeah, he's an old guy. He's not.
He's 73. Mm-hmm. So not, you know, I mean, I guess that's old enough, right?
Right.
Former kicker is battling the coronavirus on top of dementia. He is 73. I don't have an outlook for him, but that's what he's doing. Maria from Napa wrote to us because we're going to talk about Survivor now just for a couple minutes. She says, my radio friends, thank you for keeping all of us going. I've been home this week with a low fever, mild cough, and crazy tired. Listening to all of you every, I know, all of you every morning helps. I'm feeling better today, hoping that will continue, and I'll be back to work on Monday. She's basically, so a couple of, you know, I have to say, it was a good episode. It's a solid episode, but one of the more boring of the season so far. Like, there wasn't, I thought, I was excited to see the battle back. I thought that was great, but nobody that I wanted to come back came back.
Who'd you want?
I would have loved to have seen. I would have really taken. I didn't want Dani. That was the one. I'm like, I don't care about her at all.
She. There was a moment on the battle where she's got Joker face. Yeah, she's got the Joker face. It's.
Well, and, she's and had a lot of work done.
Right, and that's it. I mean, I just there's. Oof. Okay. Anyway. All right,
well, listen,
Dani.
All the fat's gone from their face, too, so all the stuff is just like...
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't want her. My number one that I wanted to come back was probably Boston Rob. I would have loved to have... But I love Natalie. I would have loved it if she came back. Who else was... There were really anyone except for Danny. So I was fine with who came back. Because if you've done your homework, you can listen to this show and we're going to talk and not worry about spoilers. I was okay with Tyson coming back. It really did. And Maria points it out here. We all kind of went, really? That's what you're spending your fire tokens on? Peanut butter? But maybe it gave him the energy he needed to complete that challenge. That was a tough one. And he still wound up having enough tokens to buy the advantage in the game, which you clearly needed. Although Yule, I would have loved to have seen him come back. He was pretty close. That was a little bit of a heartbreaker.
No, I think that they all showed well. Was it Amber that was the one person that was just so far behind there was no chance?
And I guess that she only had one fire token. She'd only earned one while she was out there, and so she just gives it to Rob because he's got at least the three and then whatever else they might have won so that he could get the advantage, I think, and an immunity idol, right? Because there were a bunch of things that they could buy.
Yeah, well, either way, he was 1 millisecond from the win, but that's not a win. That's a loss.
No.
So, oh well.
Yeah, it's look, they're going to get another chance, so that's good news. Let's see here. She's saying shot after shot of Nick just appearing in every conversation. That was pretty funny.
It was funny.
Yeah. Let's see. Everyone on the bench chuckling about Sandra going home because there was no way she was going to do the challenge. She was right. Turns out she was totally right. Like, there was no way that Sandra was going to be able to walk up to the top of that hill every day to get her cup of rice and walk back down and then actually compete in that challenge. Like, that was a challenge for the physically fit.
Yeah.
That looks hard.
Mm-hmm.
Was there anything else that you were... I mean, I really felt like it was...
No, you know, yesterday I had a lot of TV to watch, and so I plowed through most of that Tiger King, and then I have one episode left of that show, and then I finished the Survivor before bed. And look, I thought it was a good episode.
It was a solid episode.
You know, some are better than others, and you know, it didn't have one of those crazy finishes like, you know, we've sort of become accustomed to.
I guess I was surprised that Wendell went home in the end. I really did think that, you know, he'd be in. I'm glad. I can't stand that guy. So I'm glad he's gone. But it's, I guess that was, they do a good job of keeping it a little murky as to who's going to go home.
I just think that as far as who went home, it was inconsequential, sort of. We're in that middle phase. Even Jeff said, I think someone had said, oh, this is an important vote. And he was like, with 12 people left, do you really think we're at an important point in the game? And he was right. They're not.
Right. Well, they clearly, the lines aren't clearly drawn at this point.
Right.
So, Bryn and Nicole, did you do your homework, A, and B,
yes.
Do you have anything you want to mention?
Yeah. I kind of agree with you, Sarah. I thought the episode was just
fine.
It's
fine. It's good episode.
You know who I'm enjoying and not so much at the same time is Adam.
Oh,
he's such a little diva and like a total like millennial that just gives us all a bad look.
He played on the Gen X versus Millennials season.
Yeah.
And so he's our guy, right? He's the Burlingame.
Yeah, Burlingame. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if he's moved since then, but I enjoy watching because he's entertaining in the sense that he's totally criticizing himself and just overthinking everything and trying.
His eyes are beautiful. Have you noticed how gorgeous everyone's eyes are?
Like,
the skinnier and more haggard everyone looks, the more stunning their eyes are.
No, I hadn't noticed.
Yeah, he's got just great
eyes.
But
I've known you 20 something years and I didn't know you had hazel eyes, so leave it to me.
Well, you know. You don't stare into my eyes enough, I guess.
I guess.
Stare into my eyes.
all right, what time is it? Let me see if I want to... we can be done with Survivor now. That's kind of a long... Here's one. There is now apparently a stay-at-home order in Florida. Mom and Dad, Tina, John, respective husbands and wives, there's a stay-at-home order in Florida now. J-Lo and Alex Rodriguez live there. And they were photographed leaving a Miami gym. In some of the pictures, you can even see a sign on the door that says, the gym's not open. Stay home, stay safe. Apparently, they made an exception for J-Lo and A-Rod. Maybe J-Lo and A-Rod paid $1 million just to have private access to that. Look, we'll
I
keep
think
you
just push $1 million through the mail slot and they let you in. It's
and
like automatic.
The lock just springs open.
Right. Just about anywhere you want to go, you just push a million through the mail slot you're in.
Right. And frankly, I'm a little bit more angry at the guy who's out there trying to take their picture. Listen, paparazzo, go home. It's you're supposed to be home. You know, what are you doing sitting outside the gyms trying to snap pictures of J-Lo and A-Rod?
I don't know how close he was, but I'm going to guess he was far enough away that he had a good running head start.
Oh, because that guy, they did just come out of the gym, though. Maybe they're really tired from the big workout. My other thought was, how on earth do J-Lo and A-Rod not have a private workout facility available to them at all times?
Yeah.
Like, do they not own some fabulous penthouse in Miami where they can...
Maybe they own that gym. Who knows?
Right. Maybe they do. Maybe they're like, screw you. This is our home. We own this place. Anyway, there you go. There's your early trash, everybody. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we have new music, too. So that'll be fun.
Oh, awesome.
There's nothing good.
What?
That's a sell for you right there. What's coming up in the news?
Bad news after these.
Great.
So. Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.